Danny Gokey, Oh Holy Night. I know how to put Jason Cans in a good mood for best 5 minutes of the day. Just play Oh Holy Night every time during the Christmas season as we start the best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning. That's definitely a good way to start that out for me, is to just play Oh Holy Night.
There we go. Yeah, you know, I saw Caleb put that question on our WIB Wake Up. I think it was maybe the WIB Facebook page, like, what's your favorite Christmas? And it's, you know, Joy to the World, Hark the Herald Angels Sing certainly come to mind as contenders, too. So,
yeah. You know, another good one would be, what is your favorite non-traditional Christmas song?
Yeah, right.
So I think we think of, like, Silent Night and Oh Holy Night and Hark the Herald. And,
yeah.
You know, those are all good ones. But, you know, what would you put for non-traditional? You know, for me, one of them would definitely be Labor of Love by Andrew Peterson.
Okay.
And, yeah, that'd be another good question you could toss up within the next few days.
You know, I liked one going years back, and I played it once this holiday season, but Twyla Paris, It's the Thought is a great message. So check that one out. Yeah.
Sure.
Or For Him, yeah. Strange Way to Save the World. Stephen Curtis Chapman, This
another
Baby.
One, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for me, every Christmas season, I listen to Going Home for Christmas by Stephen Curtis Chapman. It makes me cry every time. So
yeah. There we go. Well, I won't play that during this segment, so I'm going to bring you to tears. All right, we got this. Kids are waking up this morning. It's kind of like Christmas, like, Mommy, Daddy, tell me we've got no school. And for kids in Chippewa Falls, school is closed today, and for more than two-thirds of these districts I'm seeing are closed, lots and lots of them. I'll go through the list eventually here. But Eau Claire is a two-hour delay. So there's always that thing, like, do you go two-hour delay? And that's what they are doing in Eau Claire. So.
Yeah, Tessa was supposed to go to Minneapolis today to see A Christmas Carol at the Guthrie.
Mm.
So I'm guessing that will not be happening.
Isn't it always interesting when sometimes your kids get to do these cultural things that... And trips and things that you never had to do.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little jealous.
Yeah, right.
I guess.
Right? Yeah, really. For sure. All right. Yeah, that is a good question. I will suggest that as a social media question. I think another one that we are contemplating, and you and I just threw out the cake question a couple of days ago, which, by the way, Mike in La Crosse chimed in, and he's like, carrot cake. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's my favorite.
Yeah. So. Okay, I have to. You know what I'm going to say about carrot cake?
What?
I love carrot cake as long as it doesn't have raisins.
Oh yeah, that's I knew. Yeah, there we go.
Sometimes people put raisins in their carrot cake, and it just throws me off.
Oh,
so,
you're funny. We reconcile on coconut, though. We do.
Yes. Indeed.
All right. All right.
Indeed.
Anyhow, the other question was going to be, what is your favorite? I wanted to pose it this way. And today's just going to be too busy with all the school closings and delay stuff. But, I mean, kind of, what's your favorite Christmas snack, you know, Christmas treat to eat and or make? So do you have one?
Yeah, you know, every year for Christmas we make something that are called Liege waffles, which are a kind of a heavy yeast waffle with chunks of sugar in them. And my kids wait for them all year, and so... Yeah, we'll be doing those again this year, too.
Okay. I would say my wife's peanut butter balls, she makes a coffee cake, like, you know, using the bread maker on Christmas Day every year. And I got to make my dad's summer sausage recipe, and I have not started yet.
Yeah, you better get on that.
I know it. All right. Well, we'll share the recipes. So maybe that would be a good question here this morning. We'll try. Sure. I don't know. But we got John chapter 1, verse 9 today.
Yeah, it says the one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world.
There is for sure a light theme here, isn't there?
There is.
John 1:9 in Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved. My son, the only true light, was on his way, like the rising sun, turning the eastern sky into a vibrant palette. He would be there soon. John's role was to point to the horizon and say, "Look."
Yeah, for me, you know, I think I'm reminded of, you know, my kid used to come in every morning and say to me, "Dad, look at the sunrise." And, you know, I think that for me, that's probably how I took it that way. He would just be so excited to come flying into the room and and point out the colors in the sky. And I think that, you know, John must have been just thrilled to say, guess who's on his way. And, yeah, that's an exciting thing.
And if we're followers of Christ, if we are, as C.S. Lewis said, if the whole point of this is to be like little Christs, then shouldn't we shine at least in the beginnings of something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Absolutely. And I think, you know, that we can shine the love of the light and the love of Christ into the world. And, you know, certainly in this season, but hopefully throughout the year as well.
And again, I'm going to close with two words that are just jumping out at me. Relationship and love, love and relationship, right?
Yes, absolutely, 100%.
Our God is a relational God, and we cannot say that enough because we don't say it enough.
Yes.
And he is a God of
Correct.
Love. And I just put that on my tombstone, okay?
Very good.
All right, not planning to die today, though. See you later.
Good.
All right.
It's game time on a Win It Wednesday here in the WIB Wake Up Show. We want to send someone to the movies, Alvo. Mycon Cinemas now. Three Eau Claire locations downtown, Mycon Oakwood and Mycon Mall Drive, also Mycon Chippewa Falls. And we want to give somebody two passes to see any movie they'd like with our friends at Mycon Cinemas.
If you're seeing a movie in the Chippewa Valley, you're seeing it at Mycon.
Absolutely. And we have a game. Maybe you can guess by the theme. It's called The Price is Close Enough. Mm. The price is close enough. And the way this works, so I have gone to Facebook Marketplace and found four different items, and we have a showcase. And in order to win the Mycon movie passes, you need to get close enough to the price of that showcase without going over. So you need to get within $10 without going over. If you go over, you don't get to call back. So 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. Here are the items. Here are the items. A radio flyer wagon.
Those are nice.
Yeah, I mean, Christmas presents, right?
Yeah.
A radio flyer wagon. A 2013 Honda CRV. A never-used needle-nosed plier set. And a Lego Purple Ninja minifigure.
Hmm.
Very eclectic today for this showcase. The price is almost right here on WWIB when it Wednesday in the WIB Wake Up Show, 715-723-2555. Again, you can keep guessing. Call back each time as long as you don't go over. Going over is the only thing that eliminates you from the game. Giving somebody Mycon movie passes. Again, a radio flyer wagon, a 2013 Honda CRV, a never-used needle-nose plier set, and a Lego Purple Ninja minifigure. What is the overall price of that showcase? Playing The Price is...
Close enough.
Close enough. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Hi, this is Sherry from Bloomer.
Hey, Sherry, go ahead. What do you think?
How about $350?
$350.
It's low.
It's low. It's low, Sherry, so you can call back. You're not eliminated. 715-723-2555. 723-2555. $350. That's the floor so far.
A lot
you
of kids
keep on going up.
School, a lot of schools closed today, so kids, come on and play. 723-2555. Mom and dad, play.
Go to the movies. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
My name is Paul, and I'm calling from Phillips.
Paul, hey, Paul. From Phillips.
How much snow did you get?
We got ice and rain right now. No
okay.
Snow.
All right.
Well, stay home, listen to us, and have some fun. All right, Paul from Phillips, go ahead. What's the overall price of that showcase without going over?
Well, Bob, I'm going to guess $13,055.
$13,055. You went over, Paul. I'm sorry. Thank you for trying.
You go over and you're out, right?
You go over and you're out.
All right.
You go over and you're out. Thank you for trying, Paul from Phillips. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. Your name and where you're calling from, please. Well, if I can actually press the right button, that's on me. My bad. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I am Kelly from Phillips.
Kelly from Phillips. We're big in Phillips today. Here you're getting some ice and rain. Be careful. Kelly from Phillips.
Yes.
What do you think?
I was going to say higher than Paul, so I thank him for going too high. But I'm going to say $10,770.
$10,770. Again, we're between $350 and then either this is right or this is over or this is under. What is it going to be?
Yeah, it's It's okay.
Ah, Kelly, that's too high. That's too high. All right. Thank you for trying. 715-723-2555. We've ran out of music, so I think that means we have time for a couple more callers.
Kelly's our new ceiling at 10,000 plus. 350 is our floor, somewhere in between that.
We're going to take two more. If they don't get it, we'll do this again at 745 to give someone those Micon movie passes. Good morning, WWIB. What's your guess? What is the price of that showcase without going over? Got to get within 10 bucks.
$795.
$795?
That's a better floor, but it's still too low.
Still too low. Still too low. All right, we'll take one more here. Good morning, WWIB. You're on The Price is Close Enough on Win It Wednesday here in the WIB Wake Up Show. You're the last guest before we push this off for 20 minutes. What do you think? What's the price of that showcase?
I'm going to go with $950.
$950?
That's our new floor.
All right. You are not correct. However, you are still in the game. You're eligible to call back in 20 minutes, and it's a snow day for a lot of places. So what else does everybody have to do? Stay with us, and we'll bring this back on a Win It Wednesday. We're going to send somebody to the movies. Win It Wednesday here in the WIB Wake Up Show. We're playing The Price is Close Enough. What we have done is we have gathered four items from Facebook Marketplace. We've built a showcase with them, and you must, playing high-low, guess the correct price without going over. If you go over, unfortunately, you're not allowed to call back, but you can keep on repeating guesses if you can get through. The phone lines are open at 715-723-2555. Winner gets two Micon Cinemas movie passes. And again, congratulations to our friends Mike and Connie with their acquisition of the Oakwood location, the newest Micon. Havel, what do we have in this showcase?
Yeah, what do we have? We have a Radio Flyer Wagon. Kids love that. A 2013 Honda CR-V. Can you explain what that is?
It's a car.
That's okay. Very good. Worth noting that. It is also, what's this next item?
A never-used needle-nosed plier set.
Uh-huh. And finally, go ahead and read your handwriting.
A Lego purple ninja minifigure. So, you know, like a little Lego guy. Right. It's a purple ninja. And that was listed by somebody on Facebook Marketplace. So we want to know the total amount of that. What's our floor and what's our ceiling
right
now?
Yeah, I got that. The floor is 950, so it's higher than that. And the ceiling is 10,000 plus.
All right, so let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from today for Win It Wednesday?
This is Sherry from Bloomer.
All right, Sherry from Bloomer, go ahead.
Bat
Don't
lead
go
off
over.
Again.
$2,100.
$2,100.
Trying to prove she's not only a winner in WIB Hurdle, but also in The Price is Close Enough. That is low.
It's low, so you can call back, Sherry. 715-723-2555, unless someone else beats you to the punch.
That's
so
our best floor yet, though.
Yeah, so getting closer. Mm-hmm. Getting closer. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your guess for that showcase?
$3,500.
$3,500. Best ceiling yet, but it's still too high. Sorry.
Again, you can tell we're getting closer, but unfortunately, you've been eliminated. I'm sorry. 715-723-2555. We want to make someone a winner of those Micon movie passes. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. Win It Wednesday. We're playing The Price is Close Enough. Well, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Peggy from Withy.
All right, hey, Peggy from Withy. Go ahead. What do you think?
Let's go with $2,700.
$2,700, Peggy from Withy.
That is our best floor yet, but that's low.
We're getting closer, but it's low. But Peggy, that means you can call back. 715-723-2555 for two Micon Cinemas movie passes.
So it's between $2,700 and $3,500. You got to get within 10 bucks. That's the hard part.
Yeah, get within 10 bucks without going over. That's why it's not The Price is Right, but the price is close enough. Uh-huh. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Hi, it's Jackie from Eau Claire.
Hey, Jackie. Go ahead.
Hey,
$2,900. $2,900,
Halvo. That is also low.
It's low, but you're not over. So
can I ask Jackie real quick? I saw you at the concert, saw some of the photos. You guys got to do, you and Chloe got to do the meet and greet with Zach Williams. How was that?
Oh, it was fantastic. The food was great. It was so wonderful. We had a really good time.
Thank you.
Glad to hear it. Fantastic. Well, Jackie, call us back if you can still get through. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Hey, Brian from Oliva. Good morning.
Oh, Brian's a Win It Wednesday champ.
Like the closer out of the bullpen.
What do you think, Brian? Don't go over. What's the price of that showcase?
$3,170.
Brian.
It's high.
He's gone over. We'll see you next Wednesday, buddy. 715-723-2555. We need a little bit more music here.
Yeah, I love that music. All right, between $2,900 and $3,170, you got to get within $10. You can do this.
Again, there's a Radio Flyer wagon, a 2013 Honda CR-V, a never-used needle-nose flyer set, and a Lego Purple Ninja minifigure. Don't go over. Get within $10, and you win the mic on movie passes. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Amber from Independence.
Amber from Independence. We're hearing from all over. We love it. What do you think, Amber from Independence?
$2,975.
How
getting
about
closer, but that's still low.
We're getting close and close and close. Amber, you can call back.
She's still safe. You know, you have to risk, but yeah, she's still low.
You got to get within $10. Good morning, WWIB. We want to send someone to the movies at MyCon.
Deanna from Rice Lake,
$29.95.
She went up $20, should have gone up a little more.
All right, you're still low. Deanna from Rice Lake, you can call back. Good morning, WWIB. You're on Win It Wednesday. The price is close enough. What's your guess?
I'm going to assume it's $3,013.
$3,013, and you would assume in...
The Whip Wake Up Show and talking fruitcake this morning.
Now, fruitcake a lot of times gets a bad rap. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's that bad. I mean, it's not necessarily something that I would always choose, but it's okay. It's all right. But we have some rejected slogans for fruitcake in case the fruitcake industry was looking for some rebranding. These are ones that they're probably not going to use.
I think, you know, we've thrown it out to the listeners before in terms of it, and you'll find those people who go, I actually like it. My question would just be, fruitcake, why? That's it. I just leave it at that. But okay, yeah, rejected slogans for fruitcake, starting with the edible doorstop. That
how about
one
this
got one? Rejected.
Yes. How about this one, rejected slogans for fruitcake? Fruitcake, a chance to practice the Heimlich maneuver.
another rejected slogan for fruitcake is melt in your mouth, lays like a ball of lead in your stomach.
Oh, dear. Fruitcake, still better than lima beans.
I could buy into that. And finally, fruitcake, the other building material.
That's great. Rejected slogans for fruitcake. Poor fruitcake. It's all right. It really is.
Fruitcake and ugly sweaters. It's all part of the holiday season. With all of the cookie, the Christmas cookie discussions, and there's so many other things, we're going to talk a little salad right now.
Yes, and maybe it's something to kind of offset the Christmas treats, or maybe we're just looking ahead to New Year's resolution season.
Here we go. If you like to load your salad with a variety of veggies, you can probably skip the cucumber.
This makes me sad.
Yeah.
I actually like cucumber a lot.
A research study done by LSU, Louisiana State University School of Public Health, found out that people who eat salads every day, that's a lot, are more likely to get their daily dose of essential nutrients.
I think my wife does have salads most days. She's
that's
far
great.
Healthier than I am.
One of my coworkers, Al, my other job, he has salads most days. But for that, you have to add the right ingredients that are full of antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, fiber, and protein.
So, they continue from this study, an ideal salad will be a medley of salad leaves, broccoli, bell pepper, tomatoes, cucumber, carrots, and seeds. However, one of those ingredients, I guess, isn't strictly necessary.
It turns out the cucumber is the poorest salad ingredient because it has the least nutritional value.
But sometimes, don't you just want to enjoy the salad? And again, I'm going to slather some ranch on top of that, which probably brings down all the nutritional value, I realize. But cucumber has a very satisfying crunch.
You are such a good person that you even like cucumber. Here's the thing. If cucumber doesn't have nutritional value, okay, that's all the more reason you don't have to eat it.
Just don't bother. Okay, so maybe have we told you how to make a healthy salad, or have we just given you another excuse not to eat something that you don't like? I don't know. But yeah, cucumbers, especially the homegrown ones, big fan. But yeah, what's the net from all this? I guess eat more salads.
Yeah. Definitely steer you toward the salad, not just cookies.